In one sentence, how would you describe your experience with dentures?
Destroyed my mental health.
Today, I'm joined by Christopher. He's counting down the four hidden health dangers of dentures, dangers that ultimately led him to get dental implants.
You stick around for number one because that was the final straw for me.
And if you are curious what dental implants could cost you, download the dental implant cost guide in the description below. Number four, poor oral hygiene. So, Christopher, how did your dentures impact your oral hygiene?
Where do I begin? In many ways, they don't stay in your mouth. It's not convenient when you go out to eat and keep them clean, keep the food out. You can't really excuse yourself to take them out and remove the food. I was very subconscious of my breath. Even my kids were like, you know, hey, Poppy, your breath's a little, you know, a little scary there. So it does affect you in that way quite a bit. And the it's just always on your mind. You can't ever just relax, enjoy a meal, or go out with friends.
And did you have any, you know, irritation or pain with your dentures at all? Were you like, maybe wouldn't even want to wear them?
The pain was nonstop. They didn't fit properly. They never did from the day I got them in. But I suffered through it because aesthetically it looked good. So I could go to work and go through my day and pretend nothing was wrong. Took a lot of Advil to get through the day. But it was pretty tricky. It was hard.
Can you tell like a short story of maybe like what that was like and kind of what was going through your head?
It's an embarrassing story, actually. I went to mother-in-law's birthday, her 70th birthday, and everyone was at this restaurant. We're all having our food, and my teeth are killing me, and I'm trying to chew the meat as best I could. And my son was sitting across the table from me, and luckily, he's the only one that saw it. But as I was chewing the food, the dentures came out and started getting stuck in my throat. They turned sideways, and I was like panic-stricken. And luckily, he came over and stood in front of me and helped me regain my composure and dealt with it. But that was really scary. They just came out and the food went down. Not that the dentures would have gone down, but the food had slid down and I started to choke. And I had some polygrip on there, but it didn't really work.
Oh. So
that was a bad moment.
And you thought of that right away. So yeah, that must have been.
Oh, it was embarrassing, you know, because, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was a good event and everything was great. I was happy and everyone was enjoying themselves. And it just happened so suddenly, you know, and oftentimes the food would fall down and I would choke at different times in my life with that. But that was the most memorable because everyone was there and
yeah,
someone else did see it. But my son is the one that caught it and came to my side.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now let's talk about the flip side of that then, you know. So you've had your dental implants for over a year. How do you feel about your oral health now? Do you feel like, you know, are you worried about those things that you were before and even maintaining them? How has that been?
Never. It's weird. Obviously, you can't get things stuck between your teeth, but I think your memory goes to a place where you're like, oh, there's something in my tooth. And so I brush probably my teeth. Every time I eat a meal at all during the day, I brush my teeth. I don't care how many times it is, just because I like keeping them clean, keeping them white. Oral hygiene is great. My breath, I know, is always fresh. My girls have made, you know, a point of telling me what a difference. You know? And I can eat better things. I think when your teeth are hurting you and they hurt, you tend to eat soft foods, things that are quick, things that always leave a good scent in your mouth, probably. You know, a lot of sweet, sugary things, I think after a while can get a little sour and give you bad breath. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, a big part of what you're saying here too is right. They're permanent in your mouth, right? You're not taking them in and out. So, how do you think? You think that's kind of impacted you as well?
Oh, totally. They just always feel fresh in my mouth. They feel clean all the time. It definitely has impacted my life because I don't have to think about it all the time. You know, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth. I have breakfast, I brush my teeth. I don't think about it most of the day. You should just always brush them and be aware that they need to be cleaned and stuff like that.
Right. And, you know, with your dentures, you were, you know, dealing with some discomfort a lot of the time. So with your dental implants, like, do you forget they're there or is it, what is that like?
Sometimes I forget they're there totally. Other times I feel them because they are, they're something new. They're in my mouth. After a year, I've gotten way more used to them, more than I ever did with my dentures. Dentures, seriously different. They were every breath of my moment of my life, I was thinking about them because I'm in retail. So talking all the time, I was always worried they're going to fall out. A few times they had, you know, you kind of like put it back up. But I don't have to think about them, you know.
And do you think that compared to your dentures has affected, you know, even like your relationships with people or even intimacy, if you want to talk about that.
Absolutely. The question people need to talk about is intimacy. I mean, I know when my teeth are bad, I mean, that's, I think if we have a cavity or we have a cold sore, whatever your situation is with your mouth, it's very upfront and personal. You don't want to, you know, remember if there's a piece of food stuck in our tooth. Can you imagine if you had like something else going on? Kissing is just like really, it's real personal, it's real intimate. And when you love somebody, you want to be able to do that and feel comfortable and safe in that moment. And sometimes I don't think a person can, you know, I don't think people mention it enough, but I'm sure it's got to be at the forefront of most people, you know?
Absolutely. I mean,
when dating and you have that issue, I mean, are you going to date really? I mean, probably not as frequently as you'd probably want to.
Right. I mean, it's your mouth, right? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
It's there, right there, you know?
It's in your face, you know?
Wow. Well, and I'm assuming that that has changed with your dental implants then.
Dental implants are great. Funny story, actually, yesterday I was walking to work across this little bridge through the parking lot. And there's a few homeless people that sit there. And so a woman, every now and then I'll give her something that I have or bring something to eat. And she looked up and she goes, you know, you really have a pretty smile. She goes, I wish I had a pretty smile. And, you know, we take that for granted, I think, sometimes. And because she was so sweet, I per se probably didn't notice it, but she was very self-conscious. Her teeth were bad, obviously, and had things going on. And it was a sweet moment, but made me realize how grateful I am and how fortunate I am to have gone ahead taking care of that problem.
What a sweet story. And let's dive a little bit more in then. At number three, we have poor diet. So you mentioned you had a lot of, you know, discomfort with your dentures. You said you had an issue where you were almost about to choke when you were wearing them. So can you talk a little bit more so how having dentures impacted your eating habits and more so maybe your diet, like what you can eat?
When I first got them in, like any surgery, you have to be careful. Which you could eat healthier, I suppose, but the pain I was in, I didn't want to go through the trouble of, you know, I had all the protein shakes, I did all that stuff, but I wanted more solid food. It was really, I found it really hard to make something that was more solid and satisfying. So I think for most people, the most instantly gratifying thing is some chocolate, something sweet, something sugary, you know. I think it always tended to work. And so I tended to put the weight on. Before I had gotten my dentures, I tended to eat a lot of soft, wrong foods because my teeth were so bad. And then once I got the dentures, I found out I couldn't eat anything at all. And then the reverse happened. I just lost a lot of weight. I lost over 50 pounds. I just wasn't eating very healthy because it was just impossible. It just hurt too bad, you know. And then you can only take so much ibuprofen and pain medication because it's not good for you, you know. So it was just like chasing my tail all the time, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, along with the pain, also the bite force, you know, is significantly less than, you know, what it usually would be when you have a denture. So I feel like, does that also impact what you can eat?
I have a pair right here. If you look at the teeth are flat. So there is no way to actually chew your food. What comes with having dentures is when you're not able to chew your food, you're also getting acid reflux. You find yourself choking because you're not breaking the food down. You think you've chewed it up and you go to swallow, they're big chunks. So you have choking, you have acid reflux, and poor diet, which is just horrible. It's really, really bad.
And that, like you said, led to losing over 50 pounds, you said?
I did. I went from 205, it was 207, I went down to 62 pounds, 162 pounds. Wow. Which I was in seventh grade.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now that I have got my teeth, I'm back to my high school weight, you know, my graduation weight, which is 175.
Well, wow. That's honestly a lot of things eating-wise that a denture can kind of mess with there, sounds like.
It ages you. They don't fit properly. You know, we don't have the right fit in your mouth. Your face looks different. I think you look older. I feel, it's made me feel more youthful. I think I look younger than I did when I had my teeth pulled out. I look like a much older man. I just turned 64. So I think it's really helped boost my confidence.
You're 64? There's no way.
Yeah.
After getting your dental implants then, you know, how did your eating habits change from with your denture?
You could have anything. You know, obviously you have this 4-month window where you have to be careful what you eat, which totally makes sense. Like any surgery, you got to be careful. If you have your knees replaced, you're not going to run a marathon. You know, you got to do everything incrementally and do it correctly. There's so much good food you can eat when you're had mouth surgery. You know, I got to have hamburger, mashed potatoes, a lot of really good foods, and look forward to the harder foods as I got older, you know, went through the 4-month waiting period. It's been great. I can eat everything. You know, I don't eat caramel apples. I never did. I've never been one to eat hard foods anyway, but you can, you know, it's been great. I can go anywhere and have anything on the menu, which is great.
So you did get zirconia, you know, and zirconia arch, zirconia teeth. So
yeah,
I'm sure that definitely helps with the bite force being able to.
It does. It does help. You know, and I had a full upper arch and a full lower arch done. Again, that 4-month period helps you adjust to aligning your bite. And I think what people forget is once you lose your teeth, you also lose the nerves to your teeth. So we forget that although we don't feel like our teeth have nerves, your brain's telling your new teeth to how to realign and how to bite. So it's a process, but it in the end is so worth it. You know, now it's second nature. I can chew and not bite my lip or my cheek. Or
it's incredible how your brain all kind of works it out.
Yeah.
You know,
so much wild.
So let's get to number two, which is bone loss. So what about the connection of dentures and bone loss worried you? What kind of goes on there when you have dentures?
Well, like you probably saw on the dentures I showed you, the wear and tear of your bone. Yeah, there's nothing in there for the bone to grow onto. Every time I went to a dentist, it was, you know, we'll pull this tooth and we'll do a little, I guess they use cadaver bone or for your jaw. But then you have a small window once that's put in there to have the implant put in, but then, you know, these waiting periods. So then you're waiting to have the tooth put in. So I had substantial bone loss, way less than I thought I had. Because when you go for your evaluation at Nuvia, they tell you, they look into the x-rays. And fortunately for me, everything was good. You know, like, there's not a problem. But it was definitely a concern because anyone who's suffering with tooth loss and making the decision to get implants or dentures, those are definitely at the forefront. Those are things they talk to you about. I mean, if you have a good dentist, they'll all mention these things. And I think it's up to all of us and the individual to have as much information as we can get. You can't walk in blindly anywhere and just say, okay, and take a doctor's word for it. You know, it's good to get second opinions and have all the information, research it yourself. So I knew that it was really important. And with implants, I did find out that once those implants are placed in, the bone begins to get stronger and it adheres to the implant, which was definitely what you want because it's all part of your face structure. And it's really important. You know, you want to maintain your face and your face not to sag. You know, we get older, it tends to sag anyway. And you lose the bone and it gets worse.
It's kind of like the implant itself acts like, you know, a tooth root, right? So it stimulates the bone.
Yes.
So then, you know, it's preventing from bone loss. And I like the way that makes sense to me. That's also like so interesting to see, you know, how many people who have had dentures can still qualify for dental implants too. Because like you said, you thought you had way more bone loss than you thought, right?
I was really worried, you know, and it was the first time I'd gone someplace that really was my health was the forefront and not just getting my money and pulling a tooth or, you know, telling me what I needed and how much it was going to cost and not helping with any of it, you know. So Nuvia Dental was a full package when it came to give me the information I needed to make an educated decision for sure.
Absolutely. And do you want to briefly touch on too, like what it would have looked like if you were to go to one of these other places and like how long you would have to wait for maybe your permanent set?
Yeah, I can go back 16 years when I moved here where I live in Northern California. I went to a dentist. I had half of my top teeth and a partial on the left. The dentist I went to was one of the best from what I was told in the area for implants. And he joked around a lot, told me what the cost was going to be and, you know, made an off-the-cuff comment about, well, if you were my brother, I would do them for free, but for you, it's going to cost $75,000. And we'll start here and then we'll do a bone graft here. And then in about a year, we can really, this is all the things we have to do. In about a year, we can start finishing the process. I'm like, that I don't understand that in a year. I mean, how are all these things going to be fixed? So I did start some of the processes he said, because that's all I knew at the time. Did what he said, got a partial, got some teeth pulled that he told me to do, but then I couldn't no longer afford to go to him because it was just astronomical. And the months in between doing what he told me to do, another problem arose. You know, it was like another fire came up. So I went someplace else. And after a while, I just ended up getting all my top teeth pulled. And that happened during the pandemic. I got my teeth pulled, which was pretty stressful because nobody was even leaving their house then. You know?
Right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So like you said, putting one fire out after another.
That's all it was, you know? And I think I can see why people would question teeth in 24 hours. But unless you're one of us individuals that have gone through this process and have lost your teeth and have done all these certain steps through years, when you add up collectively what we've spent, to me, it just seems like a way to make money, you know, and not really solve a person's problem. And going to Nubia for me helped solve it on so many levels, emotionally, mentally, physically. So really hit all the points I really need to be taken care of.
Well, that brings us to the last one then. So number one, poor mental health. So this is the number one hidden health danger, which you said was your final straw. You said this was like why you decided to, I need to get something done, right? So can you kind of, you know, talk about that? What was that like with your dentures? What was your mental health like?
Oh, it was pretty horrible to the point where it was affecting my relationship. I was super depressed. I wasn't eating. My partner really couldn't wrap their brain around it. It just got worse and worse. Fortunately, during that time, my son had come to visit us right before pre-pandemic. So I have a grown adult son. So he was able to stay with us. He was kind of stuck with us for 7 months during that process. And he was good support. But it affected everything. I literally had a nervous breakdown. I couldn't eat. I held up in the back room for like 3 months, didn't do anything. And my son, you know, started getting me in physical shape, you know, and worked out together in the back of our house, had a makeshift gym, got my focus back on. That's when I started researching places to go for alternative ways to fix my mouth. That's when I found Nubia and all the videos of people and confessionals of what people had done and how their stories. And I was like, wow, this seems pretty cool. So it helped me a little bit step out of that dark place. But it took a while. Even when I decided to go, I don't think it was till after I had the work done that my partner was able to see a level of depression that I was and what Nubia had done for me. And it was a real reconnection with my partner after that, because they were able to see that it was that deep inside of me that so deeply rooted my depression and my pain around it, you know.
And how long do you, were you in dentures, and how long do you think you were, you know, feeling, you know, this depressed?
Oh, I was depressed for the 2 years prior to getting all that work done. Oh gosh, any bad scenario I can tell you. When I had my partial being made, there was one tooth that had to be pulled, and the dentist that I went to was having a really hard time getting it out. He literally had his foot braced on the chair and was pulling. He literally had to pull the teeth out this way, out. I had this huge gap, and I was like, I literally grabbed his hand and I was like, they almost were going to have to call someone to see me because I was so mad and in so much pain. And after that point, it was just, it got worse and worse and worse. He felt really bad about it. He made a really beautiful partial from my mouth out of guilt or necessity or whatever. But it was temporary because, you know, the teeth that I had in the bottom, it just, the bites weren't there or nothing. It's always going to be temporary. I have like five different dentists work in your mouth at five different times in the course of 10 years. I had six different color teeth, nothing matched. You know, when I smiled, it was always like, you know, really, really small if I smiled at all. The mental health aspect is huge. It really is huge. I think sometimes people who are in relationships don't always understand that. Oh, but the dentures look great. They look really good. Your smile, no one can know. I don't care if the people know about it. You know, I hear it from everybody. Now I tell everybody I had dentures, look what I got. You know, it's a totally... Yeah. I can actually gauge my growth and how I've gotten past that dark place in my life, you know, because I can actually talk about it all with confidence. And it was a lot. It was a lot.
That breaks my heart, because you are such like a beautiful soul, and like to think that you were going through that. And I'm sure it almost as sometimes, you know, felt like you were, well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, but did you feel like alone in those moments where, you know, like you said, your partner, you know, obviously can't fully grasp it because he's not dealing with it. And
yeah, it was hard. It was that visit to Utah and watching what I went through and seeing the difference of how I was treated when I first walked in those doors and how everyone was like, I mean, I just know from my experience, I had never felt that from a medical facility. And the minute you walk, got on the phone with the first phone call consultation to when I got there, it was like, was such a blessing and so grateful that I went there. I mean, it truly is one of a kind experience. Results are amazing. Best thing I ever did, besides have kids.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned this already, but, you know, so dental implants and going through this whole process, like, helped you get out of that dark place, right? And I guess what's it kind of like now? Like, how are you doing?
Work is going so good. Everything's so good. I have such more confidence. I've always been able to pull myself up and persevere where people don't really know what's going on, but I think it's taking it to the next level. My job, I'm fortunate enough to work in a really nice small town. I work in my friend's gift shop. We're supported by the local community. People come in. We talk a lot. I get a lot of really good positive feedback, and people have noticed the difference. They've told me what they've seen the difference in me. It's been really good. My kids have noticed it. I can walk with my head higher. Not that I felt ashamed. I mean, I think everybody has a story why their teeth are the way they are. It can be for many reasons. I was never ashamed by that. It was just more of the pain I was putting myself through. It was like, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. Why do I have to deal with this crap? You know, so I would put it in perspective in my everyday life and go, well, it could be worse. It could be worse. But in private, I was really suffering in a way that I didn't really want to share with anybody.
Oh, my goodness. Well, like I said, once again, it's so amazing to see like how you are today, and the fact that you were able to get through that, like that's something that you should be proud of yourself for. Thank you for sharing that today. And thank you for being vulnerable and opening up, because it means a lot. It means a lot. It makes people feel like they're not alone.
Yeah. And you know, it's a good community to be part of, to, you know, I can call anytime if I have an issue and there's always someone there to help answer a question for me.
Again, you may be wondering what dental implants could cost you. So don't forget to download the Dental Implant Cost Guide in the description below. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.